So I think we saw the first teretz in the Ramban last time we met in Omer Mutter, where the Ramban tries to differentiate in answering Tosfos's kasha between the two types of gzeiros hakasevs that we have. Let's just get backtracked a little bit. The Tosfos had the kasha: how come when it comes to worshiping avodah zarah, or when it comes to eating chalev, or when it comes to being mechal Shabbos, we are mechayev someone who does an aver b'shogeg or ba'omer mutter? And his raya by Omer Mutter is specifically from what? His raya by Omer Mutter is from what? From the ultimate Omer Mutter is a Tinok Shenishba, right? The ultimate Omer Mutter is a Tinok Shenishba. The guy has no clue that any of this is usser. He thinks it's completely okay, right? So Tosfos says, how come the Tinok Shenishba has to bring at least one Korban Chatas, according to Rav and Shmuel at least, right? How come he has to bring at least one Korban Chatas? So, and in our case, the guy's not chayev golus. Here, golus would be the corresponding punishment to violating ritzicha b'shogeg, just like over there, the korban chatas is the corresponding punishment to violating Shabbos b'shogeg. And yet, we paskin like Rav and Shmuel, seemingly, that the Omer Mutter has to bring a korban chatas, whereas in the case of golus, he's putter. So Tosfos answers is Xeris HaKasuv, because it says Shogeg a second time. The Ramban elaborates on that answer a little bit. Maybe we'll see it inside. And the Ramban gave his answer where he differentiates between the style of the Xeris HaKasuv, right? What does it say by Shabbos? What's the Lashon of Xeris HaKasuv by Shabbos? Shabbos. Ki Yecheta, right? Was that the Lashon? What? Kasher Techeta Bishkoga, right? That a person does the Chet Bishkoga, meaning the Maisa wasn't Bishogeg. I went over to the lights and I said, oh, it's a good thing that it's not usher to turn on the lights on Shabbos, and then I turned them on. That's a Chet Bishogeg. The turning on of the lights was Bemezid, right? If the turning on the lights was Bishogeg, what would we call that? Close, starts with a Mem, ends with Is Asik, right? Mis Asik, right? It's misasik ba'alma, right? In general, we're having cases that are borderline misasik ba'alma. Misasik generally means either you have no clue what maisa you're performing, or you are intending to perform maisa A and your body actually performs maisa B, something to that effect. Right, so we'll have to get to that. What is the status of that? I wouldn't call that begetting misasik. In fact, as we'll see next time, the Rambam actually calls that korav lemezid, because, like, again,
he should know his strength.
Yeah, I mean, it's understood that you don't always hit the exact spot that you're looking for, you know? If you try to shoot a three-pointer, sometimes you're short. You get an air ball or whatever. So okay, that's you were miscaving to shoot it X amount of feet, and you shot it X minus two, whatever. So it's very doable that it's shayach to throw something shorter than you planned on or longer than you planned on. So, all right, we'll get to that soon. But Lamaisa, here we're saying that the action of the chait was bemezid. He meant to turn on the lights on Shabbos. What didn't he know? He didn't know that was an avira. And therefore, he's a chote bishkoga. Mashenkin here, what is he doing bishogig? The whole thing. The whole maisa is bishogig. He didn't mean to fall off a ladder. Right? The whole maisa is bishogig. And therefore, that's true. Sorry. The Maisa is Bishogig, and therefore he's Chayev Golas, right? And by Omer Mutter, when he does the Maisa B'mezid, so then he is not Begeder the Gzeiros HaKasuv, right? Of doing the Maisa Bishogig, which is the special Gzeiros HaKasuv that exists over here. Okay, that's the first Teretz in the Ramban. That's the first Teretz in the Ramban. The first Teretz in the Ramban is like Tosfos, no? Does he quote that first? Where does he quote that? That's the second Teretz in the Ramban. Okay, then he quotes the answer of Tosfos. But before we get to that, he rejects the Teretz that we just suggested, and he says, why? The Ein Zeh Mechuvar Li, I don't like this Teretz. Dim Kein Abaye Amai Kari Le Ones. Hashto B'chol HaTorah D'chsiv Techeta B'shkaga Lo Havi Ones. Hacha D'azil Basar Haka Havi Ones. He's saying, I don't understand how Abaye's opinion makes sense based on this. Abaye is saying that it's Korav Laonis. How's it Korav Laonis? We already have a geder when it comes to this type of a situation, where he's doing the mice of the mazid, and the chayt is b'shogig, right? So Abaye says, Omer Mutu is Korav Laonis. Mehi chateisi. In Kol Torah Kula, that's what you bring a chadis for. Right? So he says, how could you call this Korav Laonis? This is the Ramban's rejection of this taina. This is the Ramban's rejection of the idea that it's Korav Laonis. You got it? Everybody understand the kasha? So first of all, it's important to point out that if you look in Rashi, we've been spending a lot of time trying to explain that Abaye holds that Omer Mutter is Korav Laonis. Right? We've explained that it's a difficult svara to begin with. And furthermore, we've explained that now that it ruins that Yesh Omer in the Ramban. So this sheet of Abaye is driving us a little bit crazy. So if we learn Rashi, we're not going to have any of these kashas. Why not? Let's take a look in Rashi, where Rashi says, Onesu, the second line on Dayanim at Beis. So what does he answer? What does he add to it? Veheich hu koreo mezid. He's saying Abaye says to Rava, Korav Laonis, Onesu. Excuse me, Omer Mutter Onesu. And how could you call it mezid? Right? So on its own, Rashi's not adding very much. Meaning, like, if you have a machlokes and Beis Shammai says this, let's say Beis Shammai says mutter. And Beis Hillel says, it's Aser. So Rashi's going to come in and say, Veheichata Koreo Mutter. How could you call that Mutter if I hold it's Aser? Right? It's not much of an addition. So what's Rashi really adding here? Why does Rashi say this? Yeah?
He's saying, like, you're not really holding that it's Aser. He's just saying, like, how did you call it me? How did you call it me? Why don't you call it the phone?
Well, yeah, I think you're 90% right. I think you mean to say the right thing. Yeah. Right?
Now that you hold it on,
I think he's saying, compared to what you're saying, it's an onus. Meaning, how could you say that it's mazid, he is onus, not with a capital Aleph. Right? Not the geder of onus, as in onus rachmana patre. Right? Rather, what does it mean? It means that it was a maisa that he didn't want to happen. Omer Mutter, he did it, but had he known that it was us, he for sure would have never done it. He didn't want this. He didn't want to violate the Isser. So how on earth can that be amazing? That's the definition of shogig. Right? Shogig means I wouldn't have done it had I known. And therefore, Abaye is saying, Omer Mutter, onus doesn't mean that it's begeder onus rachmana patre, a real onis. Rather, he's just saying, compared to what you're saying, it's an onis. But he really means to say it's a regular show gig. You hear what he's saying? Yeah.
In this case, it's really a show gig, though. We know that we have three different levels. We have only show gig and mazid. So compared to mazid, show gig would also be lesser. So if it actually is show gig, why doesn't he just say that would be show gig? Meaning, to say that it's compared to mazid, this is only making the double jump. Whereas if you just say that it's... Meaning, regardless, he's going to say that...
No, so in El Chinami, that could be a bias kavana. Abaye might hold that you're chayav to go to Golis for Omer Mutter.
Okay.
You understand?
But calling it me.
He's just saying, he's arguing on Rav. I mean, let's read the flow of the Braisa for a second. Let's read the flow of the Braisa. Right? Tana Rabbanan. Bishgaga prat lemezid. Bivli das prat lemezkavi. Mezid pshita bar katalu. Omer Rava aima prat leomer mutter. Right? So when it says in the Torah, right? Bishgaga, it's excluding what? Omer Mutter. So frekt Abaye, Omer Abaye, Omer Le Abaye, I Omer Mutter, Onus, who? That's not mazid. That's not, the Torah wouldn't use the word mazid to describe Omer Mutter. Because it's the opposite of mazid. It's Onus. Not that it's Onus, that it was beyond, circumstances beyond his control, we're going to compare it to Onus Rachmana Patre, but this is something that he didn't intend to happen. Mazid means you knew what you were doing, you wanted to do it, you knew it was wrong, and you did it anyway. That's what mazid means in Kol Torah Kula. So why would you then shift from what Mazid means in Kol Torah Kula to this? That's what he's asking. Correct. More honest than Mazid. And therefore, the word in the Torah would not be coming to be mamayet the case of Omer Mutter. So once there's no miyud of Omer Mutter, it's shayach to say that Abaye holds he does go to Golis.
Right.
Right? I'm saying Lav Dafka that he would hold that for sure, but in the flow of the Gemara, all Abaye is coming to try to do is to say that your explanation of the word Mazid makes no sense. Because Omer Mutter and Mezid are two unrelated concepts. That's what he's saying.
The Omer Mutter would still be considered to cover the Mezid part of it.
No, I don't think so.
Then why is the Omer You're saying that's
selling a car of Mezid.
You're saying it's Shogeg.
It could be Shogeg, like you would go to Gullis. I'm not sure what Abaye actually holds. It's definitely Shaykh to say that Abaye holds you go to Gullis for Omer Mutter. You know? Right, that's what I would think, because all he's really doing is negating the limud. He's negating the... No, but you have to understand it in context. He's negating the limud. That's what he's doing. Rav is saying, I have a word in a pasuk. Right. It says, if he does it b'mezid, he doesn't go to Golis. Right? So, if he does it b'mezid, he doesn't go to Golis. Mashma, that any other case he would. Right? So what does mezid mean? Omer Mutter. Abaye says... Mazid can't mean Omer Mutter. Right? So if you read it the way the Ramban is reading it and the Pashup Shad in the Gemara, you're saying Omer Mutter is Anus. Right? Omer Mutter is Anus. And therefore what?
No.
You don't go to Golis for a different reason. That's one way you could read Abaye. But you could just as easily read it like Rashi and say Omer Mutter is Anus and therefore the Torah is never being mamayed it. I mean, that's a regular case of Shogeg. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It's a bit of a dochak in the Lashon, but Rashi had a different kasha. Rashi said, how could you call it anus if it's clearly not? Saying, in Kol Tarakula, that's not what anus is. No, nobody calls it mazid. What? Again, you have a pasuk that says if you do it b'mezid, you don't go to Golis, right? Right? Okay, is that clear? I'm saying if you do it, it has to be done b'shgaga, prat l'mezid. It has to be excluding mezid. So Rava says, what is that mezid that it's excluding? Omer Mutter. Abaye says, how could you say that Omer Mutter means prat l'mezid? Meaning prat l'mezid is prat l'omer Mutter? No way. Omer Mutter is not doing it b'mezid. And Rava says, I say, yes, it is. That's mezid. That's karav lemezid. It's not mezid to the point you be chayv misa, but karav lemezid. In other words, when it says prat lemezid, it's in the mezid family.
Fine. So I'm saying, so you could just simply have said, just use the word shogeg, that's how we should have read Rashi.
I understand, but Rashi's also being nizar from other problems, saying, you're giving something away. There's no question that Rashi Shita is not completely glot. You know, you're running into other bumps in the road. But Lamaisa, you're also giving something away if you don't learn like Rashi. I.e. you have to come up with a whole lumdus to explain Abaye. Saying like the whole Yisod we were working on last year. You don't need that according to Rashi. Right? So you don't have to, if you could save yourself from a whole shir and be dochak the lashon a little bit, I don't think you're more wrong than anybody else. You know? Yeah. Correct. I'm not saying Rashi is the popular shita, but it's never a kasha on Rashi. Why doesn't the other guy hold like him? I don't know. Rashi could stand on his own. I don't know. That's such a big problem. The Ramban can stand on his own. Rashi can stand on his own. That's not such a problem. Okay. Well, Lamaisa, there is a footnote in this edition of the Ramban, where he writes that if you learn like Rashi, you don't have the Ramban's kasha. Right? You don't have to worry about the Ramban's kasha, about how do you explain Shitas Abaye based on this entire teretz that I'm giving you, that the Maisa has to be b'shogeg as well. Right? Okay, Sayin Achinami. The Rashi was nizer from the kash of the Ramban. So Rashi could be learning. Rashi could be learning like the second teretz. He could learn like the first teretz in Tosos. He could be learning like the other teretz in the Ramban. You know. Okay. Either way, then the Ramban continues. He gives Tosos his teretz, and he also says v'yesh meforshim omer mutter kigon shu savur behema v'nimtza adam nachri v'nimtza Yisrael. Two possible ukimtas. Omer mutter is referring to a case where I thought I was shooting an animal. Turns out it was a human being. I thought I was shooting a nachri. Turns out it was a Yisrael. The korele Rava gufe lekamon omer mutter. That Rava himself refers to this as omer mutter, as we saw on Daf Tes. So he says, umeskaven, and what is meskaven? Mefarish lebigamara kigon meskaven laharugas habehema v'haragas ha'odom. Right? So what does that mean? When it says miskavein, the Gemara explains that your intention was to kill a behema and you killed a person. So what is he talking about in that last point? What does that last line mean? Yeah?
I mean, the way I understood it was that there's a clear difference, because by miskavein you have two objects. You have object A and object B. Object A is a person, object B is an animal. You intended to shoot object B, but Maskana ended up killing object A. So your intention was clear. You knew what was what. You researched enough to know that this is the animal, this is the person, but your shot just went off and killed the person.
Right.
Whereas in the case of Omer Mutter, you really thought this was an animal, and you hit the target you were looking for, ended up being you killed the person.
Exactly. The Ritva spells that out a little bit more clearly, but that's the Yisod in the Ramban. That he's mechalek between two goof, you know, two goofs and one goof. Right? Yeah, if it's... What?
The dots of the person.
Right. Meaning if I'm just a terrible shot, and I shot at the animal and it hit the person, so that's a different category. That's not the case of Omer Mutter. However, if I shot at and I hit exactly what I intended, that's called Omer Mutter. We can see that inside in the Ritva as well. What? That is where in the Ritva? Avalachir and Pirshu, right?
Oh, it's a very
end. Okay, yeah. Right, so the Ritva elaborates a little bit more. He says, "Avalachir and Pirshu, the Omer Mutter HaOmer Kan of a Kula Pirkin Lashon Echad Hu." Right, in our parak, the term Omer Mutter means one thing, the Human on Lashona Shebetalma Shepirusho Mischalif, but elsewhere in Shas it means something else. Changes in other Mesechtas or other Prakim. And this is what the Ramban meant in that one little line. And if you want to say that it's a classic case of prat l'she'enu miskaven, as the Gemara darshins, yesh lomar she'enu dome lahi she'tal miguf leguf. Right? The difference is he tried to kill one and it hit the other. The difference over there is that he knew exactly what he's doing. He shot the right thing, but he just was mistaken. So now you have a totally different answer to Tosfos' kasha. Tosfos says, how come in the rest of Shas, Omer Mutter is Chayiv? Right? So before, what were we saying? There's a difference between what and what? What are the differences? Wherein does the difference lie? In the halachos of, right, Golus versus the halachos of Karban Chatas. Here, we're not saying the dinim are the same. But there's a difference in Lashon. There's a difference in what the word Omer Mutter means. Over there, Omer Mutter means I know exactly what I'm doing and I just hold that it's Mutter. Here, I held that what I was doing is Mutter because I was mistaken. So, Ein Achinami and Kol Torah Kula, I would also be Potter. You hear the Nafkamina? Right. But according to this teretz, He has huge ramifications throughout Shas. I mean, according to this Teretz, Omer Mutter that carries with it a mistake is completely Potter. Whereas, of course, Omer Mutter regular, where I know exactly what I'm doing, is completely Chayev. You understand? So if I go over to the light switch and I say, and somebody says to me, hey, you can't turn those lights on Shabbos. And I say, no. These are the types of light switches that when you turn them on, they don't actually go on. Right? I don't know. Saying, right, they're special Shabbos lights. No, this happened to me one time. I was at someone's house, and they had the Sabbath mode oven. So I was trying to be as cool about it as possible, but I did not succeed. So I just said to them, I noticed that there was nothing else set up for heating up the food the next day. So I said, try to be semi-cool about it, but totally unsuccessful. I said, oh, what mechanism do you use to heat up food during the day? You know, some people hold, you could use straight on a Shabbos hot plate, and some people hold, you need kedera, al-gabi kedera, and maybe some people hold that it could be an inverted kedera, or the kedera could be empty, and some people hold, you mamash have to have something in the kedera that you're going to eat. You know, there's all kinds of different shitas. So, you know, I'm talking and learning, I don't know. So, he's like, no, we have the Sabbath mode oven, we just put it straight in the oven. So, then I had to explain to them that the Sabbath mode is a misnomer, it really means yontif. And forgetting about the whole hack that they had 2 years ago with whether or not you're even allowed to use it on Yantif, that's none of my business. They could let the big poskim fight it out. But I'm saying, to put food in an oven on Shabbos, asur zit l'kuli alma. Saying, so then you're going to, you know, and like I said before, I'm very pro-eating, and I didn't want any of the food to become asur. So that's why I had to say something at some point. But Lamaisa, so here you have a case, it's Omer Mutter, but it's Omer Mutter based on a toast. He thought that this was, it's not that he thought that it was Mutter to put food in an oven on Shabbos, right? He thought that it was Mutter to put food in this oven, right? It's not that the guy who's shooting at the behemoth that turned out to be a human being thought that it's Mutter to kill human beings. He just thought that it was Mutter to kill this particular human being because it was a behemoth. He thought that this oven was tantamount to, what the poskim would call kedera al gabi kedera. Right? That's mutter l'chulei alma. Kedera al gabi kedera, then you have to figure out what the details are. So you'll learn Shimon Reish and Gimel, and Aruch Chaim, you'll learn all the details, and you'll figure out halacha l'maisa what to do. But he thought that this oven that says sab mode was kedera al gabi kedera. But in reality, it was just a regular oven that said sab mode. Right? So Lamaisa, that's a case of Omer Mutter, the way this Teretz in the Ramban and the Ritva is saying. Do you understand the difference? Yeah? Which one is more mazit? So assuming we paskin like Rava, our case of Omer Mutter is more mazit. Right? If you hold that Omer Mutter means that he's Toeh in Chad Guf, And that's the machlok between Abai and Rava, whether or not that's Karav L'Ones, or that's Karav L'Mezid. Let me just finish the idea. And now we understand very well where Abai is coming from. Why? Because before we're like, how could Omer Mutter be Karav L'Ones? What? No. Taka is Karav L'Ones. Why? Because he really thought that he was doing Maisa A, and it turned out he was doing Maisa B because the goof was different than he thought it was. And thus, it makes a little bit more sense. We still have the kasha that we asked last time, like, shouldn't he have been ma'ayin bedavar better? Okay, so you have to come on to the teretz that, like, he was ma'ayin bedavar in a normal amount. He looked at it as best as he could, but at the end of the day, he was wrong. What? He forgot your glasses. No. Forgot his glasses, that's already... No, I don't think Abaye would say that that's okay. Right, if you have bad vision and you know it, so then you can't... You know, you can't rely on your vision. If you know you can't call yourself a shogeg if you go into a situation that you know that you have an excellent percentage of failing at that situation. Right? Rava says, yeah, Rava says. So then Abaye was
Karbonis, what we see like other kings, what we see in that case.
What do you mean, when he.
In the other case of Omer Mutter, not when he says, if that. that case is the worst because the case that is worse. And we need, he would have to hold up other cases and only his galut, no?
Yeah, you know, Chinami, they all hold your putter from galus there. If there were two goofim and you were niskaven to hit one and you hit the other, there's more grounds to say onus over there, according to everybody. Saying, what? It's close to misasik, yeah. I'm saying it's begeder karav onus. For our purposes, we don't really use the term misasik so much. When we talk about galus, we talk about karav onus. But it's along those same lines. But if you look, when we get to it, hopefully tomorrow, we'll get to it in the Rambam, that the Rambam is magdir that as more karav onus. So I think even in that case, Rava would come over to Abaye's side and to try to agree with him on that case. Yeah? Where? Yeah, I don't think it makes a difference. I don't think it makes a difference. I think it means that it would have been a situation where he would have been potter from Golas, and it turned out to be a situation that he's chayav Golas. That's all that it really is getting at. Okay, good. Now, just a couple more ha'aris on some of these answers. Did we leave out any answers? Did we cover them all? So basically, let's summarize our answers. Number one, we had the Gzeiras HaKosev answer. That's Tosfos' answer, basically, that over here it says Shogeg more often, and therefore we're Mamayit more cases. But Ein Achinami and the rest of Torah, Omer Mutter is definitely Begeder, regular Shogeg, and Yechayev HaKorban Chatas. Number two, there's a special Gzeiras HaKosev that the Maisa has to be B'Shogeg, but in general, the Maisa could be B'Mezid as long as the Aver is B'Shogeg. And we said that answer, whether or not that answer is acceptable, would be subject to a machlokes between the Ramban and Rashi. If you understand a bias taina like Rashi, you don't really have such a kasha. Why not? Because it's not really saying that it's onis, right? It's just onis compared to you. But if you hold like the Ramban that he's holding, it's really onis. So then he's pretty much ignoring the Gzeiras HaKosev. So doesn't work so well. Saying it in Kol Torah Kula, if we say the Chet Bishkaga with the Maisa B'Mezid, that's not called onis anywhere else in Torah. He's just waking up and calling this case onis. That's hard to believe. Yeah.
Can the Ramban answer that question?
What does he say? One second. In the Ramban? Yeah. He says at the end, V'ima farshinan le kegon betinuk shenishba lebein agayim, ika lememar abayi savar derab yochanan amar depotter le afilu b'shar mitzvah. See, I was going to get to that next, but let me hold off on that for a second, okay? Okay. So, let's just summarize answer number three, right? Did we speak out this answer? I don't know if we spoke it out. The other answer in the Ritva, that the difference between, we didn't do it yet. Let's read it. Let's read it inside the Ritva. Where's that? Ode Tirtzu. Tahasa Mayri b'she'eno oker kol aguf. Di yada l'shabes ol avodah zara. He knows what Shabbos or avodah zara are, and he knows that they're aser. With the kavasa, right? La'aseo lav, or so too any mitzvah. O betchumen the Shabbos kedisa asim. Shim amar mutter legamrei poter mikorban. Lahacha bo inan lomar she omer mutter legamrei she'en yodea bo shum iser. Right? So he says that here we could say that he never even heard of the iser ritzicha. Never even heard of the iser ritzicha. And therefore, we're going to say that he's pater legamrei, which would be true there as well if he never even heard of the din. Mashenkin, if he had heard of the din, then and he just didn't know that that maisa was aser, and it was omer mutter on that maisa, that's when he brings a korban chatas. So in Achinami, once again, we're saying that there's no difference between the halachas of going to Golis and the halachas of omer mutter in general. However, they're two different cases. Over there, he's Omer Mutter on that prat, and over here, he's Omer Mutter on the entire category of Isser, that he's never heard of the whole thing. Right? Yes?
We're assuming from the that he's Pater Legamrei, that implies that
In the case of Shabbos? Oh, in case over here?
In the case over here, according to this answer.
No. We can't. You got to remember something, guys. This is something that happens all the time, and you have to try to avoid it as best as possible. None of these Rishonim are arguing on the Gemara. You have to remember that. So Rava uses the words, I hold Omer Mutter is Karv Lemezid. So whatever answer we're going to use to explain what's going on here, it's going to have to fit into Rava's Karv Lemezid. So how does this fit into Karv Lemezid? Because he was completely mazed in what he did, and he never heard of the din. And we got to go back to what Rashi and Tosa said last time, that it's your job to know what the Dine Torah are. And if you don't know what the Dine Torah are, and you do a Maisa B'mezid, having not heard of anything, then that's your problem. And based on that Svara, what do we come out with? That it's actually worse never to have heard of it at all than to have heard of it a little bit and not learned everything. You know, I haven't memorized Chelek Gimel of the Mishnah Berurah yet. I don't know every last halacha and Chelek Dalet. I don't know every last halacha that there is to know in Shabbos. Right? It's not my fault that I mean, it is to extent your fault, but it's not my fault that there was a prat in Hilchos Shabbos that I didn't know. You could live your whole life and learn Hilchos Shabbos. You might be missing one or two halachas here and there. So then you bring a Korban Chatas. Mashenkin, if you never even heard of Shabbos, so what kind of Jew are you? So then you're Karav Lamezid. And Abaye argues, he says, no, that's Gufa Karav Onis. You hear the difference? Yeah.
What does, what would you say about Kisitil Shnishvar, Mishalar, and when it keeps on getting more and more, you know, specific about which halachas he forgot?
No. So the case of Tinuk Shnishvar never changes. The only question is how to properly read the Mishnah, right?
Yeah.
The case of Tinuk Shenishba remains the same. The guy doesn't know anything about anything. He finds out later there is such a thing as Shabbos, and pretty much everything you've ever done on Shabbos has been Chilul Shabbos. Right? So then the question is, does he bring nothing, or does he bring one Korban Chatas? Right? So then the Mishnah says, well, if you're going to say, Rav and Shmuel are going to say that Tinuk Shenishba fits into the category of someone who brings one Korban Chatas, then what does that say about somebody who used to know what Shabbos was and then forgot? Right, and that's when they go down the line, and that's the whole cheshbon. But Lamaskana, the Gemara over there, seems to say that Rav and Shmuel say a Tinuk Shenishba brings one Korban Chatas, and Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish say he brings nothing. Because he's a Tinuk Shenishba, he's not even considered mazed. So what comes out is this Teretz in the Ritva is holding like which Shita. Teretz in the Ritva, again, that says, has to be talking about when you're bringing a Korban Chatas, that has to be talking about what? When you have heard of Shabbos. But if you've never heard of Shabbos, do you bring a Korban Chatas? No. Pater Legamri. So who's that going according to? Right, that sounds like Shitas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And similarly, now I want to come on to the Shita of the Ramban Zukimta that Nati mentioned. The Ramban Zukimta, again, let's go back to remind ourselves. I know we're flying around a little bit, but it's, you know, that's why I wanted to give you a lot of time in Seder to be misadder these four shitas in your head. Okay, should I review all four shitas again and then go try to compare them, or should we just keep going? Or nothing? No, seriously, which one should I do? All right, let's go over it one more time. So again, we had Teretz number one, which is Tosas Teretz, that over here it's Gzeiras HaKasuv. But Einach Inami Omer Mutter and Kol Torah Kulas Chayav Karban Chatas. We had Teretz number two, which is the Ramban, who says that the mice has to be the shogeg, right, over here, because of the Gzeiras HaKasuv over here, that the mice, you don't know what you're doing. But here, when you kill somebody, b'mezid, it's just you didn't know that it was usser. So that's not begedder the chi of galus. Mashenkin and Kol Torah Kula, where it says the chait is b'shkaga, therefore over here, therefore, in those cases, you're going to have to bring a korban chatas. Answer number three says that he knows what Shabbos is. He's just missing a prat in Hilchos Shabbos, and he's Omer Mutter on that. That's when he brings a korban chatas, right? But over here, he didn't know about the Issur Ritzicha at all. But what do you see from that? Einach Inami, if he knew about the Issur Ritzicha and he was Omer Mutter on the Issur Ritzicha, then he would not be excluded by the Gzeiras HaKasuv from Golos. And answer number four is that he wasn't Toa in the Din, he was Toa in the Mitzius. And Omer Mutter in Meseches Makis, Perek Elohein HaGolin, doesn't mean the same thing as Omer Mutter in Kol Torah Kula. Omer Mutter everywhere else means what we thought it meant in the Havamina, And Omer Mutter over here means he thought that it was really a behemah, and it turned out to be an Adam. Thank you very much. Okay, so based on those explanations, so we have answer number 2, which says that the Maisa needs to be Bishogeg over here in order to be excluded from the Gzera. Right? So the Ramban tries to follow it up, and he says, if we explain that it's talking about a Tinok Shenishba Levein HaGoyim, Ikala Meimar, Abaye Savar Rabbi Yochanan Omar, the Potter Le, Afila Bishar Mitzvahs, Kedisas and Perikla Gadol. V'Rav Omar Lach Taimer De Hacha, Mishim De Bo'inon, Makeh Bishkogo Kedeprishis. Right? So he says, what ends up happening? If you say that we're talking about a Tinok Shenishba, in the case in Hilchas Shabbos, so then this teretz that says that someone who did the chet b'shkaga, right, versus the person doing the maisa b'shkaga, so we had a kasha. What was the kasha? Right? Doesn't fit with Abaye. Abaye says what? That it's karav le ones. Aye, the case of Omer Mutter is not karav le ones. So that's not so pashut. If you say that Abaye lines up with Shitas, which one? Reb Yochanan Reish Lakish, that Omer Mutter, in the case of Tinok Shenishba, is Pater from a Korban Chatas, that's the Ones, right? He didn't know anything about it, and therefore, Einach Einami, you could call that an Ones and call it Torah Kula, the way Abaye is explaining it. Where he knew what Maisa he was doing, he just had no idea that he was Potter, that it was Chayev on Shabbos for that. And therefore, Shitas Abaye does work out if we're talking about a Tinok Shenishba. However, that's only true if Abaye agrees with Yochanan Reish Lakish that Omer Mutter by Tinok Shenishba is Potter from everything, but if he agrees with Rav and Shmuel, so then the Tinok Shenishba still has to bring one Korban Chatas, and the kasha stands. Halacha l'maisa, in that case, in Maseches Shabbos, the Rambam in Hilchos Shgagos paskins like which shita? Did you guys get a chance to look at that Rambam? The Rambam in Hilchos Shgagos, right? Paskins like, I got a 1 out of 2 shot. What? Paskins like Rav and Shmuel, not like Rabbi Yochanan or Reish Lakish. The Kesef Mishnah has an interesting explanation as to why that is. The Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam and Hilchos Shgagos says that perhaps the reason the Rambam rejects Shitas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is simply that they themselves don't hold that that's really the din. They agree with Rav and Shmuel Halacha L'maaseh that they would have to bring one Korban Chatas. Why then do they say that you're Potter L'gamrei? They were just explaining the Shita of Munbaz. They were explaining that there was a Maisa Shehoya, that Munbaz pattered the Tinok Shenishba from bringing anything, and therefore they were being matstik that opinion. Right? The Gemara does that from time to time. They'll say that he was only going according to that Shita, Avalelo, Svirale, but he himself doesn't hold like that Shita. So the Kesef Mishnah wants to say, maybe that's the Pshat in the Rambam, that he holds it's not even a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, rather just explaining Shitas Munbaz. Problem is, if you go like that Kesef Mishnah, what's out the window? Right? Our explanation of what Abaye might be talking about according to this Teretz. Right? If you say the Ramban's, out for explaining his Teretz, so then what ends up happening is that Abaye is holding like Shitas Munbaz against Rav Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish, which just makes Abaye's Shita that much more dochak, right? So it's not impossible, but it is improbable, right? So okay, l'maisa, it's just a cheshbon. It's not a lom de shavar. It's just you have to hold cup to make that cheshbon. That if you hold like the Kesef Mishnah's explanation of the Rambam, then this teretz becomes less probable as to what's really going on in Shitas Abaye. I don't know how many people caught that, but if you didn't catch it, try to chazer over all the opinions, and I think it's fairly straightforward. Okay. And then we had the next teretz, which was the teretz of the Ritva, where there's a difference between knowing what Shabbos is versus knowing the prat in Hilchos Shabbos. So we explained the basic lumdus behind that, that person, if the whole reason of why Omer Mutter is Karav Lemezid is what? Right? What's the reason Karav, it's like Rashi and Tosa say, you should have learned the halachas. So okay, can you really call the guy Karav Lemezid if he forgot one detail in Hilchos Shabbos? You should remember everything, halavai. But people forget things all the time. Right? And therefore, it makes sense to say that he's not considered Karav Lemezid if he forgot one prat in Hilchos Shabbos. Mashenkin, if he forgot what all of Shabbos is, or he never heard of it. So this, the question that I want to ask you now is this going against Rav and Shmuel also? What do you think? Is this Teretz in the Ritva going against Rav and Shmuel also? What? Oh, okay. We got a one out of two shot. It's always worth it. No, but seriously, is this going against Rav and Shmuel? What do Rav and Shmuel hold? What? Can't hear you. Tino Kirishba brings a chatas. So does the Tino Kirishba know what Shabbos is? No. So it sounds on a surface level that this Teretz in the Ritva is going with Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish / Munbaz. Not like Rav and Shmuel. But it's Lav Dafka. It's Lav Dafka that it's definitely going against Rav and Shmuel. Why? What? Right, we might not be talking about a Tinuk Shenishba. Right? What? No, it could have been a person who once knew and then forgot. Right? The Gemara talks about a person who once knew the din. He once knew, no, Hayodea Iker Shabbos, or Eno Yodea Iker Shabbos, we say Lamaskon, and that Gemara is talking about a person who once knew once knew what Shabbos was and then forgot. So it's his fault for forgetting. So it's Lav Dafka that he's going against Rav and Shmuel with that Teretz. Okay, we're going to have to hold here. But I do want to, until my next chaver gets here, I'll close with an interesting story. I know the Gemara in Klal Gadol at the beginning of that perek is very difficult Gemara, and the Rambams have long Mishnah Lamelechs on those Rambams over there. There's a really huge Mishnah Lamelech over there. So apparently the minig became in yeshivas to just skip to the 39 Malachas. They don't even bother with that Gemara and with those Rambams in Ilchus Shgagas anymore. So I once heard a Maisa about Rav Ruderman, that Rav Ruderman was Mishamish, Rav Chaim Ozer Grudzinski in Vilna. He used to come visit him and learn Psak Halacha from him and observe him. And when he was a young bacher in Slobodka, so he used to try to prepare a shtickle Torah to say over to Rav Chaim Ozer. So when he would get there, so he had a really good one he held on the Rambam in Hilchos Shgagas in the beginning of Perek Klal Gadol. He really had a whole shtickle on explaining something difficult in the Mishnah Lamelech, in these huge Mishnah Lamelech. So he was very impressed, you know, by this idea that he's gonna really wow the Gadol Ador and show him that he knows how to learn those hard Mishnah Lamelechs. So he sits down, and Reb Chaim Ozer was known for doing many things at once. So Reb Chaim Ozer was in the middle of, I don't know, writing a tshuva or thinking about another sefer, and Rav Ruderman starts to tell him his shtickle Torah. So he starts by quoting the Rambam in Hilchos Shgagas by heart. It's like he's going to show him a little bit, a thing or two. So Reb Chaim Ozer looks up from what he's doing. He says, "I heard it in Yiddish, but I don't remember the exact lashon in Yiddish." He goes, "Bacharul." He says, "I know the Rambam in Hilchos Shgagas. Move on." So then he's like, okay, and they shot him down a little bit, but he's like, all right, so he starts quoting the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Shgagas by heart as an introduction to the shtickle. So Reb Chaim Ozer looks at him again, he goes, "Yingale, I know the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Shgagas like I know Ashrei." So that's a real Litvish Maisa. Put him in his place a little bit. Okay, anyway, have a great day, guys.